The other day, I was walking in the rain when I was approached by John McClane. He gave me a gun and said, come on, son, you better stop walking and get ready to run. But before he got the chance to get locked and loaded, in front of my eyes, a semi-truck exploded. Somehow, me or neither John were hurt, but the bad guys came, so we hit the dirt. He yelled, take cover, shoot on the dime. Then we both activated bullet time. Flying through the air, we fired away, dodging every bullet that was at bay. Backflips, front flips, cross arms strafe. I was moving like a pro and not playing it safe. Then I ran out of bullets, but I didn't care, cause I just did a drop kick in the air. And with all that, the bad guys were gone, and John said we still must have fused the bomb. I said, bomb, what bomb? He said, follow me, we only got 10 minutes to save the city. He hot-wired a car, then he floored it with both doors ajar. Even through traffic from lane to lane, this was just another day for John McClane. All of a sudden, the bad guys returned, but the chopper this time had bullets to burn. John said, take the wheel. I got myself a chopper to steal. Right then and there, he jumped from the car onto the chopper's landing gear bar, reached one arm up, pulled one guy down, then hopped inside without making a sound. He snuck up on the pilot, then broke his neck. Then he took control before he got in the wreck. Swooped down to me and said, come on, son. In less than 5 minutes, that bomb is done. We flew to the roof where the bomb was at, knowing that we only had 1 minute flat to stop the timer from ticking down before the whole damn town fell to the ground. Luckily we found a pair of pliers, but do we cut the blue, green, or red pliers? Beep, beep, every second went by, every beep signifying when we might die. 10 seconds left, the beeps got louder. 7 seconds still, this town is just powder. 5, 4, 3, tick-tock, but it turns out the beeps were my alarm clock.